Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Thought of you yesterday, Nick. Might have been yesterday, might have been Saturday. I'm watching Access TV. It's on the DirecTV, and saw a lot of music, and it's Kiss Live in Vegas.
Oh.
With there, the most recent incarnation of Kiss Live in Vegas. And singing Lick It Up. Which is cool to see him in makeup singing a non-makeup song.
You know, yeah.
It's pretty cool, and it's a great song.
Tell me right now.
Thank you. I was hoping Craig would say that, but Craig didn't have the microphone ready to go. Lick it up, Craig.
It is only right now.
<That's right>.
Only.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's a good concert, too.
Yeah. More of the players that had meatloaf in our Deadpool include but are not limited to. I'm going to let that go. I should let that go, too. But, Tyler, my balls are out.
All right. Mine are back in, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Sitting on one. Yeah, put them back in.
It's a rough day.
Uncle Buck's wolf puss gets a hit. Untrustworthy fart gets a hit, as does used to work for a living. Yeah. What happened? Gets a hit, as does Willie's lazy Susan. I'm not going to mention.
as you mention it.
I see. Somebody with the Fingerdew family gets a hit.
I never knew that was his surname, Fingerdew.
Yeah. It's the Fingerdew family gets a hit.
What's the first name of the Fingerdew family?
Let's see. This would be must be Sister Wilma.
Oh.
You can say that. Wilma Fingerdew. I like that. I love that. The Fingerdew family. Brilliant. And you do name your kid Wilma if you are.
You have to.
You drag that old name back out.
If your name is Fingerdew.
We're naming her Wilma. Honey, hear me out. People are going to say, Wilma Fingerdew. She's going to always say, no, I need something more than that. She can say the response every time. Hey, Wilma Fingerdew. No. I need something bigger.
I was going to go with Willa, but Wilma's much better.
Yeah.
Because it's muh.
Yeah.
Not just any old.
No.
Also getting a hit with meatloaf is Wolf Puss Blitzer, Womb Stew, and You Stupid Son of a Bitch.
Oh, I got a couple of those ready to go. I love that one. Where's Craig's?
And that's it.
Yeah.
You stupid son of a bitch!
You stupid son of a bitch.
That kid's in the mafia, man. I don't think that kid's from Jersey, but he must be. He's a transplant.
He sounds like a made man.
You stupid son of a bitch.
Yeah. He probably spends a lot of time there.
He's a made kid on the.
You stupid son of a bitch.
Yeah.
He's in waste management. That's it.
What a great. If that's
the
your kid
loved
brother,
it.
If that's your kid. How do you get that accent? That is kind of an Italian East Coast thing for sure, man. Yeah.
You stupid son of a bitch.
He just watches mafia movies all day.
Yeah.
He's probably with his parents, something like that.
Or Jersey Shore.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true.
Could be a little bad.
Yeah. And we have, by the way, that was last week. So where are we at on the leaderboard for the Deadpool, Craig?
Oh, that's an excellent question. I think nine, that. Let's see, no. 11 or 13 players have two hits, with Asshat leading the league, followed by Death Watch and Two Pink Yam Holes and Radar O'Reilly's Baby Hand.
I'm rooting for Wilma Fingerdew. That guy sat around and said, Fingerdew is an interesting name. It's not a name. I'll just make it a name. You know, what can I have for that? I mean, that was clever. That's pretty clever.
Well,
Scottish.
I've got a first name here. Now I've got to come up with the last name.
Yep. You think that's how it went?
I can see why you laughed when you first read that, Craig. That's funny. That's going to be one of my favorites. So I hope for, who else is on Wilma Fingerdew's list? Because I hope she gets he gets more hits, whoever it is.
Wilma's
probably a girl's name.
Wilma's a girl.
Yeah.
At least the character.
Could be the guy. But who's on Wilma Fingerdew's list? She had meatloaf.
Everybody eventually.
Oh, I that would be too difficult for me to figure out.
Okay, that's fine. That's
sorry.
Fine. Well, good luck. Wilma Fingerdew.
All right. Yeah, we're all counting on you.
Yeah.
Apparently, divorce registries are a growing trend, helping divorced people rebuild and restock their newly single lives.
You already bought them a wedding gift.
Yeah, but the only one person gets the toaster.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the trouble.
Yeah.
Only one person gets the toaster.
Oh, you're supposed to get people gifts when they divorce?
No.
Well, for people that need it. For people that, look, I got to restock my house. Yeah. I had to leave it all, blah, blah, blah. Divorce registries are apparently are a growing trend.
Still, though, why you have to buy your buddy something? Well, you might do it because
you're just helping
buddy.
Out.
I get that people don't have it. You're like, oh, good, I'm making a break. And they're like, I don't have any spoons.
Right.
Damn.
Right.
Yeah.
So get them one.
Yeah.
It's all they're going to need.
So that's starting to be a thing. You can see how people need that.
They probably need it more than the newlyweds.
A lot of them, people moved together already. They already have their stuff, right?
I mean, the divorced dad flophouse apartment building.
Oh, yeah.
That's some sad mofos.
I know a guy a couple years ago got divorced. And I said, what's your new place like? He goes, card table.
Sad.
Man.
Card table kitchen, you know.
Did you buy me a fork, please?
Yeah. He left her, though. She was still happy, though.
I started out with
this is my card table.
But he goes, it is what you think it is. I got a card table. I got a folding chair.
Mattress on the floor.
Yeah, I had the mattress.
Oh, yeah, Todd did,
No box spring, just the mattress on the floor.
Todd's and then, love room, he called
like a,
that.
Like a box, you know, some kind of a box you used to put records in. Flip it up, that's the nightstand.
Yeah, with the alarm clock on it. Yeah.
And then I met this really cool chick who was a bank manager, and she gave me a loan so I could furnish my apartment.
Yeah,
because I had really bad credit.
And then
she
married you and paid it off.
And then you asked her out.
I wouldn't be able to find anything in a bachelor pad apartment like that. It's around the house. Like, I'll look for something. I look for 10 minutes.
Right.
And then I'll be like, have you seen this? But I'll be like, oh, it's right there.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah, but see,
I would just be
nice
wandering around aimlessly.
The bachelor pad apartment.
There's nothing in there.
You remember where you put your crap.
Oh, you do, definitely. Yeah. I live by myself.
Except for the drinking.
Right. Yeah.
Remember where the vodka is.
And you'll never forget that.
You don't have to put that away. You can sit on the counter if you're by yourself.
Right.
You know?
It's right there.
Nobody yelled at you. The vodka can sit on the counter.
Generally, it's always right in front of you.
Yeah, sometimes empty. That's when it.
That's true.
Yeah. That's when it's difficult. Right. Where'd that go?
Yep. You never have to put the bong away.
You keep the coke.
Unless the kids are coming
over. The coke could lay out. Nobody cares, man.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. It's my apartment. If there's coke residue on the kitchen counter, it's my apartment.
Right.
Right. You just do a lot of baking. Like, no,
nope.
It's coke.
Yep. That's cocaine.
That's not powdered sugar.
Yeah. Somebody, my cousin put on his Facebook page, he was a partier back in the day, but he didn't even think about this answer. His Facebook thing was something like, name something that you did that you'll never do again. So my answer was cocaine. Mm. And everybody on the list would start laughing, because they were putting them like, I would never take a, it was like some bad experience they had.
Yeah.
And I said, cocaine.
That's an easy one.
Yeah, it is.
Probably.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but we were lucky it never killed or injured us.
We are very lucky.
I'd probably skip something that killed or injured you.
I know. But I couldn't think of anything. I just figured I'd put something funny there, and they seemed to enjoy it. Then my wife saw it. It was great. I said, well,
she should be pleased.
True. Yeah. It wasn't, true. What would you like to do again?
Right. That's it, wasn't that?
Right.
And put, Wilma Finger do. I'd like to do her again.
Yeah, a lot She's of the great world knows that we dabbled once in a while.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The Morning Sun reporting at a December meeting of the Midland, Michigan Public Schools Board.
This can't be good.
Nope. School board meetings, never good news anymore.
Did you see that one girl say she could have come back to school with guns?
Yeah.
Because her kids aren't going to wear masks, but I'm coming back Monday with guns. How come we don't arrest these jackasses?
She got charged.
Did she? Good. I didn't follow that up. Good, Puss. Thank you.
Well, it's good because, after she said that, they're just like, oh, you're out of time.
Right.
They weren't like,
I know.
What the hell?
Yeah, no, they charged her.
Good.
Yeah, it was very ominous. I'll see you Monday.
Right. Good God. All the guns.
At a December meeting of the Midland, Michigan Public Schools Board, a parent said that she was disturbed. Everyone agreed. Parent said she was disturbed after she heard a litter box had been added for use in at least one all-gender restroom in one of the district's schools for students who, quote, identified as
a cat?
Cats.
That's not true. It didn't happen, right?
Our community needs to understand that the agenda that is being pushed through our schools is somewhat nefarious when it comes to some of these activities, so let's talk about furries, the woman said, adding that she planned to do more investigation. The rumor was repeated on Facebook by the co-chair of the Michigan GOP.
Oh, of course it was.
Kids who identify as furries get a litter box in the school bathroom. Parent heroes will take back our schools. Said the co-chair of the Michigan GOP.
So he did his homework.
No board members responded to the claim at the meeting. But just the other day, for some reason, the Midland Public Schools superintendent came out and dismissed it entirely. Michael Sharrow. He said, it's unconscionable that this afternoon I'm sending this communication. However, our Midland PS stakeholders may be confused about a false message, accusation that has resurfaced this week and gaining traction in the social media realm. There is no truth whatsoever to this false statement accusation. There have never been litter boxes within MPS schools.
But I want to believe it.
It's such a source of disappointment that I felt the necessity to communicate this message to you. He also asked parents to send him a message if they felt like they ever had a question about wild accusations that don't sound like something the district would do. Hey, get a hold of me. Don't just start telling everybody else.
No, that's how it works now. You just run with it. Don't verify your sources.
But I'm pooping that litter
box. Don't check it.
Yeah, if I'm in high school, I'm pooping that litter box.
It sucks for the kids. They would be like, hey, this is pretty funny, huh?
But if we had a litter box now, you'd be in there pooping it. Don't even if I was in high school.
Just for the bit.
But like critical race theory, it's not there.
Have you seen?
It's not available.
In Florida, they want to be able to tell, I guess it passed or some committee, you cannot make white people feel uncomfortable about racism.
By the way,
a bunch of white guys here, we know that racism, white guys did a lot of horrible things in the past. We were taught that as kids.
But no, they passed a law in Florida not to have that taught. You can't tell kids at all that white people did bad stuff.
Are they just going to eliminate U.S. history altogether?
Yes. If
the GOP without discussing racism.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, if you can't mention slavery. On which this country was founded. I guess
you might be able to mention it as long as you don't mention it's bad.
Okay.
It's white fragility, man. It's crazy. These people are such snowflakes.
Yeah.
Now, white people have been pretty racist for a long time. You might not be personally, but our gang has been.
The culture.
It's been a little systematic.
A little systematic.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I was surprised. My kid, it's totally different than the racism, but that's frightening. Thing. Like, there's kids in my kid's high school that will, like, you know, they wear tails at school.
Oh, really?
And I'm surprised that the, you know, the teachers aren't like,
the litter box?
Hey, they just want to poop in a box.
Yeah. Right.
I'm surprised that's something they let them do.
Just a little, Daniel Boone tail on the back.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's a furry thing. I don't think they're attached to a butt plug or whatever. I think it's just being clipped onto your pants.
You're projecting there, Nick, I think. Is that attached right to your butt?
The best tail's attached to a butt plug.
That would be kind of cool, though.
He's banging an old dude earlier, and now he's talking to this. This is why your wife wonders if it's hereditary.
Hey, it's Monday. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm surprised with knowing, like, the association with the furries and everything, something they just, are okay with kids walking down the hall.
Yeah, that might just not be worth anything.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah. Okay. They're going to do that. Yeah. Let it go. We're going to put up a video from near Door Township, Michigan. A 25-year-old man from Kalamazoo was caught on camera. And the guy was going down the interstate, and just before he gets to an overpass, he kind of veers off the road on the right-hand side, and he's still flying, just going fast. Well, if you see those overpasses on the side, if you go to the side of them, you can kind of ramp up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's video of this guy flying.
Not in the road part, the grass
part.
And
going off to the side, flying off to the side, going up the ramp and over the overpass.
Bo and Luke would be proud.
Getting great air.
On purpose?
They don't know. No, no, no. He just veered off and maybe fell asleep or something.
Oh.
They don't know why.
Did he stick the landing?
Does he live?
You don't see the landing.
Oh.
Okay, the link is up, and I'm telling you, the Duke boys would be proud of the air that this dude got.
He drove up the embankment, jumped over the bridge. The man was drunk. His injuries not life-threatening.
You can hear the horn playing Dixie as this thing flies.
An amazing video that we're putting up at all our social media places.
It's up at Twitter and Facebook right now. You can check it out. I mean, the guy, it's like an 11-second video, and the guy's just, he's... It had to be 30, 40 feet off the ground.
Yeah,
this car flies.
Yeah, the guy is just flying down the interstate, veers off the interstate, keeps going.
Oh, my God, that's a movie.
Keeps going at the same interstate speed.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Flies up the embankment and right over.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Oh, man, that is so cool.
That's great.
Especially because he's got the video to prove he did it. Yeah, that's me. How you doing?
Come on. Tell me you couldn't hear the Duke boys Dixie horn right there.
Yeah. You want me to drive you home? No. Yeah. No, but nice video, dude.
No.
Do you know why I pulled you over?
I got the video right here. Oh, that's
is it because I jumped over the overpass?
That's crazy the way that you even described it, Craig.
Oh, yeah.
It's really that good. Yeah, check it out.
I wasn't even sure how to describe that
because
you don't always think of being able to ramp up on the side of a bridge an overpass.
There's a still shot from that angle. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I got to watch that again.
The way the overpasses are built.
Yeah. Yeah.
Slow ramp.
Whoa!
That's some serious air. That is serious air.
I know it's a visual. We're on the radio, but please go check it out at TNT Radio Empire or on our Facebook page also. Twitter's at TNT.
Jesus. I wish I could see the landing.
I know.
Yeah.
It looked like he was about to plant the nose of the car.
That was awesome.
In the ditch.
I hope he was really drunk, because the fact is he had to go, what the hell?
And if he came to mid-flight?
I just like he didn't kill anybody, obviously, but... yeah, no. Yes, which, you wake up. Yeah. You wake up and he's in the air.
Which he probably did.
All you see is sky in front of your windshield.
Where's that at again, Craig?
Michigan.
Okay.
Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Slow down, man. Slow down.
Yeah. And don't pass out.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
That's a key one.
Drive drunk.
Yeah. Or don't drive drunk. Good point.
Or get sober.
I guess I should have taken it back one more step. You're right, Nick. Skip over don't pass out. Yeah. Go all the way back to don't drive drunk.
Yeah, there's that too.
I quit one step too early. You're right. Thank you for catching me.
Don't drive drunk, kids. All right. And the butt plug and the tail, is that a thing?
Yeah, I think to keep that at home. Yeah. You don't need that in, you know, this third period class.
Come back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.